Paul, you feel feared, sorry, a little bit maybe this morning that the game would be a little sluggish. I mean, did you see it that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think the game probably played out exactly the way I thought it would. You know, they got a good, quick team, and I didn't think we would have all of our quickness there. I think that was fair. I think nothing was easy in terms of moving the puck. Part of that is they play that kind of game. Part of it is we were just gonna grind this one. It was gonna be the way it looked, and it did. And to be honest with you, I mean, you never, you're at home, you can't throw points away, but you'd never disrespect an NHL team to view that game as that. We were up against, we had our set of challenges going to this game. You saw them on the ice, but there was still enough bite and the kind of battle. I thought we got better as the game went on. I liked our third better than our second, better than our first, so I thought we had a bit of a push there and had some chances.
Just Brian Little update, do you have one? Or?
No, I don't. I'll get it to you. You know, when we can. He's certainly getting checked out right now.
Sorry, did the puck hit him in the ear or in the head? Or?
I believe the ear.
Okay, thanks.
Which is attached to the head. Or partially.
Thanks for the clarification. What do you think of Beaulieu's debut?
Real pleased with it. I thought he was physical early. That's a long block of time for a grinding defenseman to be off, so I was comfortable with his game.
Just a strategy question. You've done it a couple times now, three forwards. I mean, when is the right time to go three forwards in overtime?
When you're concerned about the shift length of your back end, when you're, you know, we've got maybe with Tucker in there, another defenseman that's used to getting up the ice and having three, but with two defensemen and Morrissey and Pionk that have played a lot of heavy minutes then going into the overtime, you'll see us use three more.
Early in the game, I guess there were a couple of giveaways from Kulikov. He moved off of that pairing, but you went back to him and showed a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
There. What did you see?
I saw that. You know, it is a challenge playing your offsides. Just the two turnovers are just, you know, you get over-jammed on the wall differently on your offside, and you got stuck on the wall, and it takes a little experience to play that position not to get stuck there. Just some of that's matchup. When a guy's working into a game, you might, you know, you pull him against the away from the other team's best, give him a little time to work into it, and then once you feel he's got it right, you slide him back out there.
I'm not particularly used to seeing Scheifele and Wheeler's line getting outshot at 5-on-5.
Yeah.
It was like 8-4 and outchanced 7-4. What's going on to lead to those numbers?
I think that the guys that we ran the hardest over the course of the last four games showed it the most, and I know that they worked at it, but I didn't think they had a whole lot in the tank. So moved away from it to get Lowry out there against them a little bit more partway through the game. And Bork went down, so we went back to it again.